Our next visitor to tell us about clinical trial, possibly in the offing, is Saini Naffo. If Saini would come up. This man comes from halfway around the world to speak here today. I want to tell you, I asked every panelist to give me an introduction that I could give and tell the story. So I'm going to, in Saini's case, I'm going to read you exactly what he wrote. My name, Saini Naffo, I'm 24 years old. I came to the U.S. in October 1999 to study investment in financial markets. My model was a fellow named George Soros, who averaged over 30% annual return in his more than 30 years career. So far from public health and humanitarian missions, isn't it? Anyway, that's what I was studying in Chicago when 2 years ago I tumbled across LDN. I'm from Africa, and I feel deeply concerned by all issues regarding the continent, and AIDS is rather a major issue over there. Countries are definitely on the brink of collapse if nothing strategic isn't quickly done. So keeping in mind LDN's potential to slow down and contain the probable millions of deaths, I felt again compelled to step up and meet the challenge. My country is Mali in West Africa, and by the way, I should tell you, because most people don't know this, of all African countries, Mali wins two prizes. One is it's possibly the next poorest country in the world, and secondly, it has one of the most honored democratic governments in Africa. He says, Mali holds the legendary city of Timbuktu. I know people are more familiar with that name than Mali itself, to say the least. The AIDS epidemic hasn't reached a critical level there yet, as it has in so many countries in southern and eastern Africa. From my first tour of the website to my introductory conversation with Joel and my visit to Bernie, I knew I was going to make the impossible happen, to ignite the developing nations initiative that I saw on the website, that is to have Mali hold a clinical trial. And we are just going to do that.
This way.
Yeah.
First of all, I would like to thank Dr. Bahari, that's not here, Dr. Glock and Joel for letting me coordinate the Developing Nation project, which is mainly for Africa, because if you look at the AIDS epidemic, Africa is maybe 30 million people infected. So if we can have a trial there and prove that LDN is effective, well, we would have to deal with 90% of the AIDS problem. So we're trying to do a clinical trial, but there's the project, and there's three goals in the project itself, which is to have a clinical trial demonstrate LDN's efficacy in treating HIV/AIDS. Second, to have the drug being produced on locally in the country which holds the clinical trial. And the third, to have world recognition of the treatment with WHO and UNAIDS in Geneva. So I met Bahari in October 2003, because I was in Chicago, and I checked the website and I said, well, if this thing is for real, I have to go down there and see the man in the eyes and tell him, are you for real? Meaning, do you have the clinical evidences, is everything real? And he said, well, I'm willing to back this up and go to UNAIDS, go to every African country. Who wants to do the trial? My aunt was a minister of health in Mali for 2-3 years, and she's now director of the malaria department in WHO. So I sent her all the documents I had, said that I wanted to meet the president of Mali and discuss the issue with him. She sounded a little bit, she was like, huh, do you know how many papers I receive about people, saying that they have treatments? And I said, well, this fellow is from Harvard University, is about 75 or so. I need to see the president. So we got, finally, we had a meeting with him, January 2004, and I told him, well, Mr. President, here is a gentleman who says that he has a potential treatment against HIV/AIDS and is willing to donate to let the country who holds the trial have the licensing capability. So the president told me, well, you have my full cooperation in the government. Get a team in Mali, fix a protocol, and we'll pay for it. So January 04, I stayed there almost, I actually arrived in Mali for a month, and I ended up staying there 9 months. Form a medical team with, I think, three or four professors, one pharma doctor, and clinicians, biostatisticians. We had a protocol, and which is finished. But for more transparency and credibility, we said, well, we're going to send the protocol over to WHO and UNAIDS for them to tell us if we've respected the most stringent standards in ethics, scientific, and medical standards. So we sent it to UNAIDS, first of all, because the number three of UNAIDS, the head of the planning and country support division, is also from Mali. So we sent him the protocol, and he sent it to his scientific division, and they said that they didn't have enough scientific and medical expertise to look into it. So they sent it over to WHO, and WHO said three things. First, they don't have the scientific and medical expertise. Second, we should have it maybe done by the Faculty of Medicine in Mali, which is very... I don't have the protocol here, but if you look at it, you have every major, I mean, all the research institute in Mali. You have the Ministry of Health, you have the National Institute for Research, you have the National Center for HIV/AIDS. There's a center with the NIH, and you have, I mean, everybody's there. So for me, they haven't even looked at the cover page of the protocol, but that's okay. At least I haven't said that LDN is, you know, we've heard that there's nothing we can do. And first and last, they said, well, we think that LDN is a low priority for research, and that was just enough to really get me going, because, well, anyway. So we did that. Right now, where we stand is that we have a protocol, and we're just getting ready to pass in front of the ethics committee. In Mali, for a protocol to pass in front of the ethics committee, you need a letter of intent to finance your trial. And it's the Ministry of Health which is doing the financing there. We're discussing with the ministry right now the details of the disbursement of funds, because we don't know at this point if it's going to be through national budget, if it's going to be in partnership with bilateral partners like World Bank or the Global Fund. But we're discussing it right now, and I believe that by the end of June we should know exactly where the funds are coming from. In terms of the protocol itself, we're going to have a double-blind placebo trial. So one group on LDN and another group on placebo. The feedback we got from the medical team was that in Mali, we think that the ethics committee is not going to let us have a group without no treatment. So what we did is we tweak a little bit the design. So we have one group with which is HIV, and maybe 250, not less than 250 CD4. We'll have them on LDN and see if we have a CD4 drop or viral load increase. We have another group on ARVs and another group in LDN and ARVs. So we'll have the full range of LDN treatment in HIV. It's people with HIV, can we stop them from having the disease? People with AIDS, can we stop them from having the viral reproduction with their ARVs? So if we're able to demonstrate that for a year, because we're going to have a year time, 50 patients in every group, then the Ministry of Health will allow us to have LDN being produced in Mali, either we'll have to import the drug. And the second, Two weeks ago, I just talked with Dr. Yusuf Hamid, who is the CEO of Cipla, the biggest Indian manufacturer of generics. And he's really a genius, because he was the first one in the developing world. If now in the developing world we have access to ARV's generics, that was thanks to him, because he owns his part of it. I mean, he owns his company, and one day he just went to Geneva and said to WHO, well, I'm going to do the AIDS generics. And then all the big pharmaceutical got on him, but at least he started it. And now we're able to have ARVs for $300. And he offered me his help in Mali, telling me that he would give the technology to Mali to produce its ARVs for free. So now we're having a clinical trial, which is pretty much going to be done before the end of the year. We have the biggest maker of generics in the world, saying that you will help Mali or any African country to have its generics done. So this is where we stand in terms of Mali. What is also interesting, because if we can prove that in Mali, Mali is a really small and a poor country, but it's very interesting right now in terms of politics and diplomacy. The head of the African Union, which is like, if you look at the European Union, you have the African Union. The head of the African Union is the former Malian president, who I know personally. So if we can do that, we'll have him to be our ally in letting other African nations start with it. If you can prove it in Mali, definitely it would work in South Africa, it will work in Botswana, and it will work in a lot of African countries. So this is where we stand, and I'll keep everybody posted and updated. And if you really want the details, we can sit somewhere and talk about the details. And I'm done.
Wonderful. Saini gets things done. He called me one morning and he said, maybe you could speak to Sipla. I think the next day he was speaking to Yosef Hamid, who was very, very cooperative. It should be noted that even at $300, obviously the average African person is not going to be able to afford ARVs. But think about what low-dose naltrexone could do, which has the potential of stopping the degradation of the CD4 immune cells. If an African country were to manufacture low-dose naltrexone on site, and the potential is there, to treat one person for a whole year would cost probably less than $10 U.S. So that's what the potential is, right?